Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Silence is not an option when it comes to voting. It's not an option when it comes to anything in our lives as Christians. We cannot be silent in the face of evil. Not to speak is to speak, and not to act is to act. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead to talk about this important issue. We're going to talk about, Holly, today, the importance of voting. Voting, you know, sometimes has this negative political connotation because sometimes, it's just like in Christianity, sometimes you associate a relationship with Jesus with certain organized religion, and you might have a bad experience with some particular church or organized religion, and you think it's all just a bunch of rules of do's and don'ts, rather than a relationship that's transformative with Jesus Christ.
Right. You know, I used to work with Dr. Bill Bright, who founded Campus Crusade for Christ. And it's not an organization that is involved in politics per se, but Dr. Bright saw the importance of us as Christians being involved in the culture. And he even wrote a little pamphlet called The Five Duties of a Christian Citizen. And he talked about voting is not only a responsibility, but it's a privilege.
Yeah, it really is a privilege. And voting is something where you're appointing an agent. So, you know, agency law, or just the idea of an agent, is they speak on your behalf. If you have a sports agent for an athlete, that agent goes to different commercial potential opportunities or maybe recruiting opportunities, and they speak on your behalf. If you have some other kind of agency that, for example, in real estate, they speak on your behalf. You can have an agent actually be an extension of you, that they're in places where you're not able to be, but you have empowered them with the ability to represent you, and their actions bind you. And so when you vote, you are appointing an agent to act on your behalf, whether it's at the city, the county, the school board, right, the state, or the federal level. That is your agent because you have other things to do, but now you have to be involved in some of the local, community, statewide, national issues because they all affect you and your families in the community. So you want to appoint the best agent to represent you.
Right. So if I say I'm pro-life, then I need to do my homework, and all of those agents, no matter what position I'm, you know, what they're running for, they need to be pro-life.
Right.
And on the other hand, if I don't vote, then I'm allowing those people who aren't pro-life to get in office.
So like Holly, in the case of, you say, if you don't vote and I appoint an agent for you because I'm voting, then you have basically ceded your right to appoint an agent to somebody else.
Right. And, you know, I get tired of people saying, well, my vote doesn't count. It's just one vote. Every vote counts, folks.
It all counts. And so,
and it's our duty, our responsibility.
Either you vote and you appoint an agent, or you don't vote and you let somebody else appoint an agent for you.
It's our responsibility as a Christian.
Yeah. And so here's the thing. If you believe that God is creator, and he created human life, and if you believe the scriptures, it's very clear that God knows us and actually knitted us together, kind of like in an idea of somebody knitting. God is putting all the different pieces together. He's forming mm-hmm. us as a unique creation while we are being formed in silence,
right,
in the darkness and the secret place of the mother's womb. And that's where he actually not only knew you from that moment, he put you together as a unique human being. And in the case of Jeremiah, he even called him from his mother's womb.
Right.
Jeremiah had a call on his life because God selected him in his mother's womb to be a prophet to the nation and called him from the mother's womb. And the Bible says, I knew you in the mother's womb, I knit you together, I put all of your pieces together, and I've called you to be a prophet to the nations. Now, what if his mother decided to have an abortion? Mm. What if she decided to kill God's called person? Well, you may not be called to be a prophet to the nation, but God has called you to something.
We are all part of his plan.
We're all
Matt,
part
you know,
of his plan. He has different plans.
That's right.
We're not all prophets or priests or, you know, he calls us to all different kinds of things. And he equips us uniquely as individuals. It's very clear. Mm-hmm. You see, for example, when Mary meets the mother of John the Baptist, and what
Elizabeth,
happens?
Elizabeth, yeah.
Elizabeth. What happens when she greets her?
The baby jumps.
The baby
in the
jumps.
Womb.
The baby kicks in her womb, and she feels it.
Yeah.
It's alive. It's a human being. And so,
and it's aware.
It's yeah. aware because the little baby heard John the Baptist is in the mother's womb, in Elizabeth's womb, and he heard the mother of the Messiah, Mary, who is going to be the mother of Jesus. And he was the forerunner to prepare the way. And he already heard the Messiah's mother's voice, and he jumped in the womb. You know, so when you read the scriptures, it's very clear on the issue of life. And consequently, you have to be able to consider where these people are on the issue of life. Because if you believe this, you cannot appoint someone who will intentionally destroy human life. You know, we've heard statements from some people running for office that say, there's no room in this party if you're pro-life.
Those people that are already born, by the way, can say
yeah.
that.
You know what? I'm telling you, whether it's a school board person, you say, well, you know, they don't. You don't know where they are in this issue. Well, you got to ask, find out. It's our duty. And if you don't want that duty, move to a different country. Frankly, I think it's our Christian's duty, no matter where you are, no matter if you don't have the opportunity to vote like we are in this country. But if you don't like it, you're in the wrong country because either you vote and appoint an agent, or you don't vote and somebody appoints an agent. Either way, you're going to be holding, you'll be held accountable. God will hold us accountable for the agents we appoint. It's not going to be something to say when the Lord asks us, why did you not protect my children? You know, Jesus talks about anybody who causes a stumbling block in front of these little children, and he brings the little children around him, and he uses them as an illustration. They obviously loved him because of the love that they experienced from him. When many of the adults would push him aside, he brought him in and he puts him around him and he says, you've got to become like one of these little children. And anybody who actually puts a stumbling block in front of them, it's going to be better for you to have a huge millstone hung around your neck and thrown into the depths of the water than for you to actually cause one of these little children to stumble. So when the Lord says, why did you not stand up for these innocent children, and replays all the videos that shows them being ripped apart, and here's their future, here's what they could have been, here's what they could have done, why did you not speak up? You know, why did you not speak up? It's not an excuse to say, well, because I was always raised in a particular party. Oh, I didn't really know. Well, no, wait a minute. We have the internet. You can know. You have friends you can know, and you have to do your research. And pastors, you know, if you're not preaching on this because you say it's political, I say you're not biblical, because this is not political. This is biblical information that needs to be shared on the various biblical issues like life, marriage, other kinds of religious freedom, and the responsibility and duty to vote, and also educate people about where these candidates stand. Help your people choose the correct agents that advance the kingdom.
You know, and frankly, Matt, that's why our culture is in the situation it is, because the church is not being the light. The church is not speaking up and shining as God calls us to be. And so our pastors, our people need to be speaking up in favor of issues that God cherishes, such as life. And you know, when you vote, like you said, you need to research, you need to pray, but also you need to think of it as an act of worship.
Absolutely, it is an act of worship. And go to Liberty Counsel's website. We have a Silence is Not an Option pack. It has a DVD that I prepared, and also we have the pocket-sized Patriot's Handbook on what pastors and churches can do. I encourage you to order one of these. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/churches. That's lc.org/churches. We have information and resources about what pastors and churches can do. Not one church has ever lost its tax-exempt status for engaging in these kinds of, quote, political activities or issues involving elections. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/churches. And remember, silence is not an option.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.